brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the lovely island nation of Sri Lanka, and I greet you in the midst of all that goes on in this world that we live in right now. You know, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. We've discussed that so many times, always trying to help keep perspective, because you need to keep perspective in all that's going on around you right now. If you don't, you will start to think like the world. And the way that the world thinks is contrary to sanity. You know, the actual right mind, the actual sane mind, the actual proper mind is actually the mind of Christ. The mind of the world is quite insane if you think about it. I mean, if you think about it, the world and the world system left to itself destroys itself. The world and the world system left to itself chews itself up, chews up each other, you know, destroys each other. You know, even in the world, I mean, there are ways in life for people to have win-win situations, whether it's in family, whether it's in business, whether it's in healthcare, whether it's in, you look at any industry in this life and in this world, and there is ways for there to be win-win situations. But the system of the world is not content with that. The system of the world keeps wanting to go past that and wants to, for somebody else to lose and for them to squeeze that last drop of blood out of a turnip for them to win. You know, they continue to amass, that insanity continues to just amass and hoard. And for what? Who's going to keep it all? You know, who's going to keep all that stuff that they go and build up for themselves? Who? You know, they take and they steal and they devour. They destroy nations, destroy lands, destroy people, pollute and destroy the earth. And incidentally, God said that He would destroy those who destroy the earth. So, you know, He will settle that score personally. That He will destroy those who destroy the earth. Why? Because the earth is His. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So those that destroy the earth are actually destroying somebody else's property. See, we were called to be good stewards. We were called to have dominion, but not ownership. Look, you don't own anything here in this life. In case you didn't realize that, you know, even like the old pharaohs in Egypt, and they had such a hard time with that reality that they built massive pyramids, tombs to themselves. And, you know, were even buried with a bunch of their stuff. And even with their, you know, a bunch of their slaves and living people were buried with them. Because they were like, yeah, we're going to need to be taken care of in the afterlife. But they died and grave robbers came in and took all that stuff that they had put there, because hey, it was, you know, that's some treasure right there. They took all their stuff. If there was any treasure that wasn't taken, it's in some museum somewhere. Yeah, that's the reality. Because you don't take anything with you when you leave this life. So all these people amassing huge amounts under themselves. You know, I know some people right now, incredibly wealthy people in the world, they don't have but 5 years left to live, max. I hate to say it like that, but it's true. So, that being the case, all that they've amassed unto themselves, where does it go? What happens to that? You know, actually, that which you store up, it actually speaks. It testifies against you. Because where your treasure is, there your heart is also. So whatever it is that you have, it actually speaks against you. Or it speaks for you. Because if you've done what you've done, if you've done it as led by the Spirit of God, if you have been honest in your affairs, if you have done things that have added value, if you have done things led by Him, if you've not destroyed, but if you've actually blessed and not cursed, if your work has been something that is noteworthy, that which you have will speak to its credit. That which you've stored will speak to its credit. And God will direct you with that resource to be a blessing. Likewise, if you have made your bajillions off of the pain and the suffering of others, that will speak against you when this life is over. You know, I mean, scriptures talk about the wages that people fail to pay their workers, cry out against them. You know, I mean, when the 30 pieces of silver, even the corrupt Pharisees that, you know, love money and all that, they wouldn't even take that into the temple treasury because they knew it was the price of blood. They knew that it was tainted, that money was tainted. Which is ironic, isn't it? They paid to have a man murdered, and when the money came back to them, they knew that it was dirty, so they didn't take it in, but they were the ones that paid it. Isn't that ironic? You know, that's part of the world too, is that on one side, they're murderous, despicable people, and yet they have their little rituals and their little things to try to, you know, show that they have some sort of standard. What standard? What standard? You know, God said that all of our works are like filthy rags in His sight. All of our good works. So everything that you would try to do as a work in and of itself is like a filthy rag in God's sight. And you know that word for filthy rags, you know where they get that from? Is they actually get it from, forgive me for being a bit graphic, but this is where it comes from, is when women used to menstruate, when they would have their cycle, and they would be traveling on the road or, you know, something, and they would use, during those days, they didn't have sanitary napkins and things like that that they do today. They would use pieces of cloth. They would use pieces of rag. And when those rags were blood-soaked, they would take them and they would throw them on the side of the road. Because they didn't. Obviously, they're not going to keep them with them. They're spoiled. So, I mean, imagine the hot sun baking those and what that would smell like and look like going by. And God says that people's good works are like that in His sight. Yeah, that really doesn't sound that great, does it? No. But why? Because your and my, all of us, our good works, apart from Him, are monuments to ourselves. They're monuments to our own egos. They're done unto our own greatness. So when people do things, when they do their good works, I had a brother write in about this recently, so, you know, we're putting this out for you, my brother. When people do their good works, they're doing them as unto themselves. You know, for some benefits, for some reward, to avoid some consequence, to try to balance out the scales. It's still, that's all about themselves. All of it is about themselves, their own egos, their own life. That's not where it's at. Rather, if you are led by the Spirit of God, this is where it gets good. If you are led by the Spirit of God, and you let the works that you do be led by Him, those are righteous works. Those are things unto an eternal benefit, an eternal positive consequence. You know, what did Jesus say? He said, I only do what it is that I see my Father doing. I only do what I see my Father doing. This is Jesus. Jesus, when he came into this world and into this life, he only did what he saw the Father doing. So you and I should choose to only do what we see the Father doing. And if you do what you see Jesus doing, you're going to be only doing what the Father does too. Because he and the Father are one, and we are one in him. So if you do what Jesus is doing, and he's only doing what the Father's doing, you're doing what you see the Father doing. You see the link. Okay, good. But yeah, those are righteous works. Led by his Spirit is a righteous work. See, this is where that connection is important. This is where that relationship is important. Because when you're in relationship with him, he will speak to you. He will direct your works. He will direct what you do. And it will be different than what it is that maybe the world would, well, definitely than what the world would assign to you, but even what you would think. Because it's led by him. You know, some of the stuff that God's directing us to do right now is it's just like, all right, okay, cool. It's different. It's different. And nobody's done it. Nobody's done it before. Nobody, oh, maybe they have, but just in a different way. But God is directing us to do certain things. And as he is, if we follow that, those are righteous works. Those are works led by his Spirit. Those are works that are blessed. Those are works that God puts his hand upon and says, yes, this is mine. Those are good works. Those are works that are worthy of a child and a son and a daughter of God. Because they're led by his Spirit. See, when you're led by his Spirit, his kingdom can flow through you. Because you're doing that which is in accordance with his will. So you're lining up. And when you're lined up, the power can flow. Look, right now, in this moment, what we're doing right now, this moment, we're lined up. And that's why these things go out and they bless people. That's why these things go out and they help people. Why? Because we're lined up. Is it because of us? No. Is it because of our goodness? No. Is it because of something special or something? No. It's because of him. All we did was get in step with him. All we did was say, all right, Lord, whatever. Cool. We are with you. You tell us and we do. You direct us and we go. You lead us and guide us and we're down. Because the only game in town that's worth it is you. You are the only player. Look, the world and the world system is a lie. It's a sham. It's a Ponzi scheme. You know what a Ponzi scheme is? If you don't know what one is, you can look it up online. A Ponzi scheme, though, is basically... is created by this guy named Ponzi, where, you know, he was getting people to invest with him. And what he was doing was he was offering them a really high rate of return. And so more and more people were putting money in. But it was a rate of return that was not sustainable. And so the way that he was paying people the interest and this high rate of return is from the money from the new depositors. And there was more and more people that were coming. So it looked like a pyramid if you look at a Ponzi scheme. And so the people were, you know, and then the people that were in were telling all their friends because they're like, wow, we're getting all this money from this thing. But eventually, because it's not sustainable, the whole thing collapses. The whole thing falls apart. The whole thing is destroyed because it's not sustainable. Not sustainable. A Ponzi scheme. The world and the world system is not sustainable. They take and they take and they take and they take and they take. And eventually you get to the point where it just collapses. And when it collapses, it comes down with a big, hard crash. A big, hard fall. When that rock smashed... the idol that Nebuchadnezzar saw in his vision with the head of gold, the chest of with the silver, and then the bronze, the body of bronze, and then the legs of, or the feet of iron and clay. When that thing was crushed, it was pulverized. And it was just pulverized. And then the wind came, swept, blew it away, and that rock grew and filled the whole earth. And you got to see what God is saying in that whole thing. The Spirit of the living God, the kingdom, Jesus is that rock. He is the cornerstone. He is the rock. He is the Word that came down from heaven. He is the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John chapter 1. Jesus was the beginning, in the beginning, and He is, was, always will be. Right now, I am the Word. Jesus is the Word. And that truth came into this world. And with all the kingdoms and all of their power, that even though they manifest differently, it's still the same beast, the same connection, the same, even though it took on different shapes, it's still all connected, still all single, just like we receive messages from the head. That kingdom received certain push from the head. The head of that kingdom pushed it in a certain way. And, you know, we are led by the Spirit of God in a certain way. We've been given power. Power over unclean spirits. Power to heal the sick. Power to raise the dead. Power to cast out demons and devils, to destroy every work of the devil. You've been given power. You've been given power. And there, you know what? We talked a little bit about meekness. There's a difference between being meek and not using what God's put in you. Look, okay, here. I'm going to split these three up. Weakness, weak, W. Weakness, meekness, M, meekness, and then laziness. Okay, weak. Weak is when you have no power. Weak is when you have no power. That means you can't do anything, you're just weak. There's nothing there. Meekness is power under control. If you are a child of God, you have incredible power. You just maybe don't know it because you haven't read the Word. You maybe don't know it because you haven't applied this to your life. But the true children of God that I know that move in God's power, they're incredible. And they're usually very meek people, because they have a power greater than anything that the world has. But that power is under control. And God brings it out of them at His time, in His way. And they're fierce. When they go into battle in the realm of the Spirit, they are fierce. Fierce warriors. They tear down entire kingdoms, entire nations. They say prayers that save lives. You know, I know of world leaders that have been saved by these people's prayers. I've been there. God's allowed for them to even have a little bit more time because He's merciful. They've prayed for them, prayed on their behalf, because God desires that all would know Him, and He gives that space because He's merciful. So don't curse. Don't curse. And the third one was, is just being lazy. Look, when you've been given the power, use it. You've been given something incredible, and God gave it to you for a reason. He gave it to be used under His leadership, under His direction. When you use that muscle, it gets stronger. When you use that which He's put in your care, it gets stronger. You get more comfortable with it. You get more familiar with it. You become more familiar with how God speaks to you, how God works through you, what it is that He's saying through you, because His Spirit flows through you. You get comfortable with His presence. You long for His presence, like The very breath in your body, you long for it. Ah. God uses that which He's put in you. And you, instead of trying to control everything, you just learn to flow with it. But power under control, that's what's inside the heart of a child of God. That's what's inside you. You, when you read the word will become real to you. When you read that word will speak to you. That word will teach you. You know, God speaks to us in many, many ways. He speaks to us in our hearts. He speaks to us within. When you quiet yourself before Him and you come to Him with an open heart, He will speak to you. Just close yourself into your room, lock the door, and just quiet yourself before Him. And ask Him, Lord God, would You please speak to me? Would You please show me? Would You please teach me Your ways? He will. He will. When you read the Word, and you do so with humility, not trying to push your own agenda, not trying to find something that's going to validate your preconceived set of plans. But when you read it, it's basically saying, Lord God, okay, Your way, not mine. Every day, whatever it is that You want, Lord, that's the way I want to go. You show me, You teach me, I'll go that way. When you do that, He does it for you. When you do that, He blesses you. God blesses you to make you a blessing. You know, it's a time right now to not, you don't have to figure everything out. You don't have to go by a label. You don't have to define yourself the way the world defines everything. If you drop all of that, and you just come to Him with an honest heart and say, Lord God, okay, I don't know that much, but I know that I love You and I know that I trust You. Lord, would You please show me? Would You please teach me? Would You please lead and direct and guide my life? When you come to Him in that way, you come to Him in a way that He loves it when you do that, because you're not coming to Him with all of the garbage. You know, people often come to God trying to make Him fit their box. He doesn't want the box in the first place. That's our boxes. That's somebody else's boxes. It's the boxes of religion. It's not His box. He wants to give you, do a new thing in your life, do a new thing in your heart. But in order for Him to do that, you've got to be open. You've got to not have that thing that you're holding on to so tight that you miss what He wants to do with you. Instead, rather, trust Him. Trust Him. Trust Him that He is going to do what He promised in your life. Trust the promises of God. Trust that He knows what He's doing with you. That He that began a good work in you is going to carry it on to completion. God loves you. And you know what? We love you too. With that, hey, God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. You can also write us through our Facebook page. Just search for Faith Mix, one word, on Facebook, and you can find us there too. And just know that, you know, we appreciate you guys out there. Thank you for the encouragement, for those of you that encourage us. And for those of you that choose to and want to challenge that, what we say, look, we don't mind at all. We're happy. We're happy if you are engaged enough that you want to write us and discuss your questions and your concerns. The one thing that we do ask, if at all possible, is to always try to do things with, you know, civility, because that's good. It's good for you. It's good for everybody. You know, there's a way for people to have, you know, a good talk about things and to not bite and devour each other. You know, they can. And if you are a truth seeker, then you're going to be open for that. And you're going to be willing to do that. So all we ask in that regard is just, yeah, you know, write us too. And, you know, we will be respectful too. So, hey, but God bless you guys. And keep on keeping on. Talk to you soon. Bye.